CliffCentral.com.
It's the weekend, baby!
Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Yes, the day you wait for all week. I love it. Love it, love it, love it, love it. You ready for a good weekend? Okay, Ben is here. Good morning, Ben.
Morning. Hi. Hello.
Sia is here.
Good morning.
Mbulelo is here.
Morning.
Mfundo is here, and apparently Leanne is on her way.
You know, you forgot to introduce Sia's shirt.
Jesus. Yeah. Mbulelo had the record for loud shirts until this morning.
So
Strictly Come Sia came sauteing.
You got out of your car as I was driving in this morning, and I swear it gave me. Like, I thought the sun had come up extra early.
And the sun
isn't up this morning because it's overcast as hell. Even though it was overcast, the reflection from your shirt almost made me drive off the road.
I'm my own light source today.
Yes, it's unreal.
So I'm hearing compliments.
And obviously what makes it better is that the buttons are done up just above the belly button.
Yeah,
so
right.
You can see like four ribs.
He looks like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever.
Guys, it's a vibe.
Is there a Mardi Gras I don't know about?
It's just a situation. It's a vibe. It's fashion.
Are we about to be flash mobbed by foxtrotters?
Mbulelo, this is how you make a subtle statement with a shirt.
Subtle
yes.
statement.
Yes. Subtle? Are you kidding me?
Like Felicia Mabuza subtle, maybe.
Don't use her name in vain. This is the second time
Felicia.
Now.
Felicia.
How dare you?
And her husband, Earl, in Atlanta.
Yes. Oh, did you? So I just follow her for the shits and giggles.
Yeah, me too.
She came back to the country for Dr. Mabonya's funeral.
Yeah.
Just kept on tweeting, oh, Baba would have liked, oh, I'm here for Baba. You know, but I'm like, okay, Felicia.
She's never really let go of the 90s, eh?
No.
Never really.
Actually, that is a good summary.
Yeah.
She's still stuck in the 90s.
Yeah.
In a beautiful way.
But where does she leave SA then? Does she live in Atlanta?
She lives in Atlanta.
Yes.
So when did that happen? Sorry, I'm not really a fan with this kind of stuff.
Oh, in the late 90s.
Well, there we go.
Maybe even early 2000s.
So therefore, she will be stuck in the 90s because that's the South Africa that she left.
That's right. That's Felicia.
The legend.
My husband, Al.
I'm putting some respect on her name.
She can't get enough that she's got an American husband. It's like...
Funniest line, Thabo Modisani, who used to produce for me. He loved Felicia because one night he tuned in. And Felicia Mabuza Sattel had the usual studio audience. And she had people telling stories. And there was a story of a guy who'd been raped. And I know this isn't normally funny, but the way Thabo told the story, I laughed at it ever since. And I mean, I feel sorry for whoever this guy is because he went, Felicia.
Uh-oh.
She raped me the whole night, Felicia. The whole night. And she just went, oh my goodness. I mean, what else was she going to say? The whole night.
My standout episode of hers was...
You're not meant to laugh at that shit.
And once again, this is also not something to really laugh at. But she had victims of fires as guests. And they were talking about fire prevention. And this one little girl, she was probably 8 or 9 years old, had been so badly burned. But she was clearly covered up because she wasn't really comfortable to show the world all of her scars and whatnot. But you could tell that Auntie Felicia was just gunning for the ratings. She was gunning for the views.
And she was going to make that chick take off all her clothes.
So the little girl had on a hat and she was like, okay, I'm gunning to take that hat off. And
take off your hat,
slowly
sweetheart.
But surely, Felicia was like, edging towards the guest. And
I'm not here for your well-being. I'm here for ratings.
It was just a point
I'm up against Clarence Cater or whoever.
She just bluntly said, you know what? Show Auntie Felicia. Show Auntie Felicia. Oh, and she ripped that hat off that girl.
Oh,
could tell the girl was mortified, man.
Auntie Felicia. Yeah, those shows abuse people, I'm telling you. I mean, a lot of people go on them because they love the attention. But those shows will do anything for ratings.
Mm.
Good morning, Ms. Mole. How are you?
Hola.
Hola.
How's everyone?
Yeah, good. You had an eventful week?
Yes, busy.
Mm.
Yeah, very busy with work stuff.
All right.
But
well,
yeah, thinking of those shows.
Yes.
The Dr. Phil show in particular.
I remember Dr. Phil, yeah.
Oh, he's still a crackpot. He's still going on. Yeah.
I'm an addict. But he'll bring on...
If you're an addict, I can help you. let me sit down and talk to you a little bit. Like, what is exactly your problem? Where did it start, huh? Go on, tell me.
Like, I don't know if it's true or not, but there are rumors, in particular with one guy who was an alcoholic, that, you know, they fly them over, they let them stay at a hotel the night before, and apparently he left a minibar in there. And also in the green room, there was vodka.
No mistake there.
So he gets onto the stage, and this guy can't even sit in these chairs. And he purposefully has these long bar stools that are really difficult to get up.
Purposefully?
Yeah. Get up and balance.
Of course. He does it on purpose so you look like you're a little... He never sits on the bar stools.
He is on the bar stools.
Is he on the... But he's so tall, you see. It doesn't make a difference.
Oh, guys.
So, but yeah, I still love the show. He is amazing. He's got a lot of...
Who is it that deserves... Isn't it Phil Donahue who started that format? He did.
He was the first dude.
Phil Donahue started that where you'd have a talk show and you bring people in and you get them to unburden themselves on TV. And I mean, in those days, it was revolutionary. Now, everyone is telling their stories, even if they're boring.
Now we're telling people to keep things to themselves, actually.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like, you know what? I'm really sorry to hear that, but you just keep that to yourself. You didn't spoil it for everybody
else. Too much crying.
Yeah. Rather give someone a car.
those good old days.
Ben pointed out that Mbolelo is... Like, how long have you been here? What, like a month?
Give or take 2 months.
About a month, maybe two. He's already got a routine established.
Well, I've been back 3 shows and I picked this up.
Yeah. Mm. And quite apart from the Friday loud shirt thing, which Sia seems to have subsumed.
Yeah, he's gone in there.
Leanne, I was actually thinking you'd be on my side with this.
Okay, let me describe
this. I love it.
Because it's boring for people who are listening to not know what we're seeing.
Yeah, of course. So.
It's a black collared shirt, but it looks like it's made of silk or some other... Or perhaps viscose. And it is...
Don't go near a flame is what Gareth said.
It is a black collared shirt, but it has bright... silver, as in reflective
very
silver
metallic.
Stars that are about the size of a thumbprint, but all over the thing.
Oh, yes.
And if you had to fall off a side of a cliff in the cartoons and you got one of those bumps on your head and birds spinning around, those are the stars you would see.
Yeah. And if he was in a misty place and there was traffic on all sides, he could walk into the middle of the road and they would
He's basically a disco ball.
That's exactly. That's right.
My gosh.
Which makes him very happy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm very happy you're happy.
Sorry, Mbulelo, he outshone you this morning.
Totally. But Mbulelo's thing is to go and make himself a cup of coffee. But Ben added the word pompous, because that is what it is.
Why is it pompous?
Well, I mean, obviously, maybe pick this up in Davos. But it's got like a... You know, I walk in here and everyone's very happy. I like coming here. Of course, I see you guys once a week. And then he'll stand there next to his pompous plunger pot. See, I mean, it all makes sense. And he has like a coffee
his stance.
It's triple P. He stands there with his triple P. And he'll make sure to have his coffee. And then he'll saunter in, like, after all of us to show that he's still going to finish his pompous plunger pot.
Yes, he brings in his own coffee. He's got his own blend that he has a big packet that no one else is allowed. And
yeah.
He's very serious about it.
That would be my next question. Has he ever offered any of you a cup of coffee?
Ridiculous.
No.
These people are monsters, Ben. Sure. They drink chicory and then they say coffee. You can't help something
wrong with our coffee machine here.
Oh, wait. Are we getting something new that you hate there?
We learnt this in Davos, obviously.
Yeah, coffee machine.
When he was hanging with George Soros.
That's for the staff.
Guys, I can't help that I was born middle class. What must I do about that?
So you hate just like normal coffee? Do you drink filter
There's
coffee?
Only good coffee. Don't tell me about normal coffee. Oh. You drink great coffee or you might as well just have water.
Okay, that's number 14 on the list.
Ruth says this morning, I hope that you guys have chilled BMW weather weekend. I don't know what that means.
Baby-making weather.
Thank you very much.
I say, Ruth messages the show a lot, and she's quite foul of mouth.
Foul-mouthed. She's quite filthy. She always has some of this sexual innuendo in all the messages.
I don't think there are any of us in this room who want to make babies right now.
No, thanks.
No.
No.
Although I like the process, but I'm not looking for that result.
Yes.
You know what I mean. Ruth additionally says, I'm buying a second car and I feel nervous but blank excited. Just have to do the insurance thing on a Fiesta EcoBoost. Any advice on which to use?
That's a George question for later.
Jesus. Yeah, I'll ask George. Yeah. Hold on for that. Just remind me later on, Ruth. Good morning, all. Blessed be the cheesemakers. Some love for Ben. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed your series on the golf tour. Very well done, man. Kudos. But yeah, you should really have worn sunglasses that second morning. The hangover vibes were beaming from your old eyes.
I was dying.
From the old eyes?
I mean, that was cane and cream soda. It was Jager bombs. It was a mess of a day. Yeah, that's me, huh? That's the thing. Like, it's a very real series. I wasn't trying to make myself look good in that series. That's what a boozy golf tour with buggers is like. But
hey, buddy.
No, it's a real account of what guys do when they get hammered.
Kocha says, "Can I get cheesy for a second? I had a shitty week, and believe you me, my mornings have been fantastic just because of you all.
Aww.
Also, Ben, can I take you on a date? She wants to know. Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Because
unfinished business, apparently.
Ben has hit the skids, but he showed me the wasteland. Mm. He showed me the wasteland, the swamp, the morass that is Tinder. Now, I've never had a Tinder account, and I'm not even going to try after what Ben showed me because it's just a fucking nightmare.
Mm. I feel you should have soft piano music in the background of this.
Yeah, it's bad. All right, Ben, so what have you found? I mean, has there been any improvement since last Friday when you took me through some of the pictures?
No, so when I became single, which has been a long time ago now, actually.
Horrible.
I vowed to not go onto Tinder or any of these things. So I thought, I don't need anything like this on my phone, and it's not real. Mm. I'll meet people the normal way, which is still my plan. But all my single friends are on Tinder, and I'm not saying I'm into peer pressure, it's just good WhatsApp banter. So,
and you hear some pretty good stories. I don't know if these guys are lying, but a lot of guys are like, oh no, I just swiped, what is it, right if you like it?
I don't know, I haven't liked anyone, so it's just been, gosh.
Yeah, it's right.
It's right, and then these guys tell me like, oh no, I got laid last night, it was fantastic,
I'm hearing. I'm hearing that all the time from people who live in Cape Town. So, like, two of my friends moved to Cape Town recently, and it's like, dude, I've got so many likes, and I've got, like, 4 matches this week, and going on 3 dates. So, I was thinking, like, how? I mean, like, do I look like the back of a garbage truck?
And you showed me your profile picture. It is you, first of all.
It's me.
Mm. And it doesn't look bad.
So, now I'm going
doesn't
through...
Doesn't it? Maybe I should check.
Show Leanne your profile picture. Let her appraise. She's the only girl in the studio.
I hope you haven't come across me on Tinder, although I think I haven't been on in years.
Yeah, but you're posing as a black woman in her 60s.
No, but I think I selected an older age group, which is why we probably wouldn't.
Just show her the profile picture and then she can evaluate it as a woman.
You've obviously got more than one, right?
Yeah, because you've got to have more than one picture, right?
Oh, right.
Mm. And again, let me just preface this by saying this isn't my strategy in life. I find it fascinating.
Ben,
I really
this is so normal that this is what everyone is
I'm going to look at this with fresh eyes as if I don't know you.
I'm horrified. Ooh. Like, I'm horrified at the quality of what Ben's gotten.
Okay, so my single friends in Cape Town, I'm on two WhatsApp groups. There's my single mates I play golf with, and then it's a new WhatsApp group called the High Council, which is me, High Robin Gord.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a hell of a group.
Sure.
So
the High Council.
The High Council. So and the thing is, and this is stuff that we talk about, okay? So we talk about this kind of stuff. And my Cape Town friends, there's lots of good-looking girls on Tinder. Mm. And I know this sounds so shallow, but surprise, surprise, this is probably who I am. But there is just not a lot of quality, and people are so out of shape. And the picture quality, if you have filtered your pictures to look like a pixie, there is no chance you got much of a...
Mm-mm.
No, you probably look like shit.
So let me comment here. Is this the order they appear in?
I think so.
Because it's a good order.
Oh, thanks, Leon.
The first one's suit and tie. The second one is relaxing in the pool.
Because I have a job, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, right, covers that.
Then the third one only has a Cliff Central background. So it's not like you're going with your first one as the Cliff Central.
So that's just it's a nice-ish picture of me wearing glasses because I wear glasses.
That's the best picture of you.
Yeah, you actually don't want to be stumbling into furniture because they think that you don't have glasses.
I mean, look, it's a representation of who I am. I have to wear glasses from time to time. It makes me look stupid, but the light's in my face and this is who I am.
I think I would have put that picture first if it didn't have a background.
Yeah, but then people would go, why are you putting the Cliff Central
background?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there's the golfing. I'm so glad you didn't put that first because I might have immediately swiped left.
Great, but golf, I fucking love golf.
It's a big part of your life.
It's a big part of my life. Yeah, I'm not hiding that.
Then only the beer drinking, which is also a nice photograph.
Every now and again, I get hammered.
Yeah,
and then in the final one, at least you've put yourself right in the front. It's not like the person has to guess which one is you.
Yeah, I mean, look, that just shows that I have...
I hate that. I hate when people even do that on Facebook or Instagram.
And that's another
thing.
On
their profile picture, you can't... There's like four girls and you can't see which one is the one who owns the account who's just added you. And you're like, why should I add you if I don't know which one of the four you are? Yeah. And there are at least two mud horns in this picture. So
big ones.
And then specifically on Tinder, where you're looking for the person, you see a bunch of people and you go, oh, I hope it's that one. I hope it's that one. Oh, it's not.
No, see, Leanne, like 99 out of 100 times, if there's a picture of a girl and there's more than one person, the less attractive girl is the girl.
One, yeah.
The moment she slides the next photo, it's like, knew it.
How do you know you're the ugly one in the group?
It's quite obvious, yeah. Just go out and see how many times you get spoken to.
And also, don't ask your mum who looks better in the photo, because she's going to lie to you.
She will. Moms are liars. They're huge liars. Mine isn't. She's very honest. That's why I love her.
Anonymous. Yeah. Anonymous saying just about this Tinder thing. I look at pics on Tinder when I'm bored for a chuckle. The characters are insane. I've found clones of both Jafar and Quasimodo so far. It's wild.
Yeah, that's your average day, really. Yeah, so I've had like maybe one or two matches, but like I'm not really invested. I find the whole process very fascinating. But yeah, there's not a lot of talent in Joburg.
When you went through it for me, you there's a demographic that I didn't know would appeal to you or would try to get your attention. It's like a lot of very big black girls in their 30s.
That's 85% of Tinder in Joburg. Yeah.
There's a lot of black girls in Joburg who are looking for some, you know.
It's because all the white girls are taking the black guys. That's what's happening.
Oh, don't say that.
Okay.
It's out there now.
Over to you, Dr. Mbulelo.
Come and lynch. Dude, don't even say that.
Guys, you don't have to like the truth for it to be the truth.
Are you speaking from experience here?
No. I'm just telling you what's happening, Ben. This isn't about me. Let's keep focusing on
it. I just thought as a black guy, you might be saying, like, you know, line them up.
Well, I remember I told you that my friendship group, there's none of them, all of them are mixing the paint. So the stats have spoken, guys.
What a tacky way to put it.
Mixing the paint.
Hey, you haven't heard that one, Ben?
Thankfully not until now.
Ben, before we move forward, do you have any ambitions to sort of mix up the strategy, or are you going to...
Yeah. See, the other thing, I don't really...
Can't you change your location?
Yeah, sure. I can put it as... Well, I don't know.
So if you have to be in
if all these people are winning in Cape Town, I mean, couldn't you just set your location to Cape Town and then... If you find anyone, you just arrange to go down there for a weekend when you're
working. Oh, that sounds sad.
I think that wherever you are, so my location would have been set as Melville. But if I'm in Rivonia
no one's going to come to Melville, even for sex.
No, so you get the people in Melville around you.
But they don't want to go out for sex.
They don't want to leave their dark home. But then if I go for lunch in Rivonia and I turn it on, I'll find people who are around me there.
Oh,
so it's geolocation.
Yeah. Geolocation, exactly. Okay. That's exactly what it is.
So what you want to do is go to the area where you would like to pick a guy up from.
Yeah.
And use
it. Well, exactly. Sure. So, yeah, I'm not having much luck. But then again, if you get invested in something, so on this one WhatsApp group, there's this guy who's been on these dating apps for about 6 years. He could write a book on it. And like all the guys ask him questions about stuff, and he's got strategies, he's got game plans. Like he uses all the paid for features as well.
Yes.
So he said to me, okay, when you start Tinder, you just got to go for gold straight away. So spend the money. I think it's like 200 rand for the month. Okay. You got to spend it, but you just got to spend it. And then you get boosts, and then you get like super likes and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
But it was such an interesting, I find this so funny because it's like, it almost makes you feel like when social media first started, back when people used to like and retweet and poke people. And now, like, for me, going to Tinder now, it feels like the exact same thing. It feels so juvenile and interesting to a degree. And then it's like, okay, this is actually quite depressing.
No, Ben, it's part of the process.
It's slim pickings. I was really disappointed in what you had to swipe and swipe and swipe and swipe and swipe through. And then you'd end up with one who looked okay. And then the second picture, then she looked really terrible.
Yeah. And generally, if they're very good looking girls, they're essentially prostitutes or webcam girls. Mm. So you'll see like a really good looking photo of a girl.
Webcam and then, girls. Dun, 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 dun.
And then the very next picture is find me on easyhump.com.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, like, otherwise, they're probably catfishing you.
Wait, but now, right, I'm just googling register easy hump.
Easy hump.
Easy hump. And then there's another site that's also the same thing, like Easy Lay or something like that.
Oh.
But now apparently Tinder is trying to actually have a verification tab, which you pass a test and it shows you're not catfishing somebody.
How?
Well,
they better not be sending an email to your mother to say, "Is this really your son?"
I don't know. But like, you know what? There is like one market I think is worth pursuing in Joburg on Tinder, and that's like the air hostess market.
Absolutely.
So that's a good one.
I'm sort of thinking maybe that's like worth the merit of swiping around. Yeah. So I live across the road from a hotel, right?
Ben, you're in the now you're starting to think.
And a lot of the air hostesses actually go to that hotel.
A lot of strategy in this.
Ben, you're starting to think now. It's exciting.
I was thinking about it last week, right? Because I don't
see us dying in this.
Essentially, in 2020, I don't see myself having a girlfriend.
Sure.
I don't think I don't crave this. I don't really need it. I've got such an interesting life in many, many ways. If someone's part of that, then great, but it's not an active strategy of mine. So wouldn't it be cool to meet people who come in and out of Joburg with fresh insights of the world and aren't from around here?
Absolutely.
Might have to scrape a lot of the makeup off, but otherwise they're good.
Well, yeah, obviously. You go there with like...
You've seen some of those air hostesses, really.
No, but you got to go with the...
I mean, some of them are very pretty, but Jesus, they pile on the makeup.
Truth be told, it's also a very low admin relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'll see you once every 2 months.
It's the best relationship. They go away often.
Yeah.
Here's some advice for you, Ben. As usual, our audience are full of good ideas. This is from Dave. Dave says... Check out nybuddies.com.
Wow. I think that was the other side of this. Right. Yeah.
Tinder Gold allows you to see who you liked already, which saves you a massive amount of time. I watched some TED Talks online, and I took some strategies from those, one of them being that if there's no bio, I would not swipe.
Yeah.
It took a while, but after being on Gold, I finally met the most amazing man who I've been with for 2 months now.
Huh.
Mm. And that is from Kerry.
Okay, so yeah, so in Tinder Gold, you get to see the likes. Okay, so I go into my likes, and if I like them, then there's a match, and we can chat. Ah. So last night, there was like 48 likes.
Ooh. Jesus, you're
cleaning up.
No, zero matches.
Oh.
Like, sure, it's just, I don't know, because like, again, people keep saying, yeah, but you go in there, you'll be fucking banging chicks in no time. I hear that on a weekly basis. I'm like, how low are your standards?
So what's your conclusion, that these people that you talk to have no... great standards,
probably, and maybe they're just more attractive to women than I maybe think I am. I'm okay with that too.
In the first year of Cliff Central, we set up a bunch of different accounts for everybody on the show. Mabale and Leanne and me, and Ben was around, I think, a little bit, and Damon and Sia. Mm. And we basically put ourselves on all of the dating. So we went on Tinder,
J Swipe,
which is the Jewish one. Yes. We went on the one for conservative Christians. We went on the gay one, and then we all got rated based on that. And I can't remember how everybody did, but it was a pretty scary experience because this is how Facebook started. It's Hot or Not.
And you remember that site?
Yeah. It was rating people on campus.
Yeah, so you basically look at people and you just judge by their profile picture whether you might actually be interested in them and attracted to them or not.
Ben, you know your secret is you got to move to Cape Town because everyone in Cape Town, hate to say it, gay or old. So that is your market. Johannesburg is competitive, man. Yeah. Young and hungry dudes are out here.
And the women in Cape Town are, especially between the... I know you don't, but between the months of... end of November to end of March.
Oh.
It's
shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And that's what my friends...
target rich environment.
That's what my friends are all going through. But then again, like, maybe that's just their game. Maybe I'll still be the same. Maybe I got to work on myself more.
Yeah. Maybe you have to change your personality, Ben. Yeah. And you're a great guy, but maybe...
It's a lot to break down. Though, huh? that's a lot of scar tissue of who I am.
A message this morning from Sean. He says, who remembers Mixit?
Oh, wow.
Yes. I picked up 2 fuck buddies from that site back in the day. Wow. Ode to youth. Wow, Sean, nice job.
Yeah, see, but then again, also youth, okay? Like, I don't have a lot of youth, quite low on youth. And I think that's when you pick up quite a lot.
On Mix It Up, I met the guy I had an affair with when I was married.
Ooh. Please, can you tell the rest of that story? What do you mean you had an affair, yeah?
Oh, exactly
Why
that.
Why is it so surprising?
Oh, okay. Are more people having affairs that I don't know about?
No, I just think people get surprised because I'm the woman.
Hmm. No.
Meanwhile, she is also the slut. I'm joking.
Anushka says, why can't we meet people like we used to? I met my man at Times 4 nightclub in Hatfield in Pretoria 17 years ago. We were hammered that night. It was a match made in heaven. 3 kids later, great life later. We still have sex in the car after a night of getting hammered. Wow. Oh. That's, what a beautiful relationship.
That's just beautiful.
I will take a bow wow.
It really is.
Just thinking about the cramp there. It's romanticized too much.
But if you want to give yourself a chance, this is the whole thing that you can't say, well, oh, it's not working on Tinder. I'm going to die alone. Crap.
I might have something for you.
Like, you've got to go out. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And sure,
I might have something for you here. This is Joe. She says, Ben, after listening to Cliff Central since day one, I've only just ventured onto Instagram to see what you look like. You are hot. I cannot believe an intelligent, hot piece of ass like you has not been out there sowing your wild oats. Ben. Come to Cape Town. I'll sort you out.
Oh, Ben.
Nice. See, Cape Town.
He got a glint in his eye there.
No, I was squinting to see what the picture looked like. See, that's what happens. You become so objectifying.
Mm. Someone asks here, anyone can answer this, is butt cheeks one word or should I spread them apart?
So silly.
And also, shout out to all the single moms on Tinder who declared they have kids, because that definitely helps the process.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
If you don't tell people.
Is it a deal breaker for you?
But now a friend of mine is like, well, dude, you're shooting yourself in the foot. The single mom market's definitely gagging for it.
The single mom market.
I have some very stereotypical friends.
Does they sound horrible?
No, they're actually really great. All of them. I like them.
Yeah, oh, that's so good. I didn't even know that was a market, the single mom market.
Well, apparently, as my mate calls it, it's the second wave.
Yeah, you've had your first, you come back for a second wave.
Second wave, and you could be riding that wave, my friend, is what he actually said to me.
Yeah, but I've had stories of mates of mine who've woken up and then there's a kid jumping on the bed the next morning.
No.
It's like, are you my new daddy?
God, you just made me actively anxious with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeez.
Imagine how that
you
feels.
You got a direction.
Right. That's not fun. Sex in the car is not great, says someone else. That's a good point.
Handbrake always gets me.
It's very uncomfortable. Get into bed, on the couch, or even on the dining room table. The car is not conducive.
Also, it depends where you are, though. I mean, if you are somewhere, look, the thing about that's called, see, everyone who's downing car sex is old. Mm. When you're young, you'll have sex anywhere. Because it's fun. Because of what you're doing.
Yeah, I think my first time was in the car, and that is not. Mm. It's already your first time. You're nervous. There's not a lot of space. It's complicated.
I think a lot of people's first time is in the car because they can't do it at their parents' house.
Is this a story you want to give a chest about a school trip that went wrong?
No, it wasn't even at school. It was after school, but it was. It's just awkward. I mean, like, I'm a tall guy, and you know, the back of a car is just not...
Unless you're in, like, a Mercedes Vito or something, like a H1.
Who's got one of those at varsity? Are you kidding? You got the small cars.
Anything about the unless crumbs on the floor and...
If you're in a Fiat Panda, you'd be screwed.
Well, it is. All right, lots to get to this morning. Let's have a look at the headlines in just a moment. But first, this email... this is great. Thank you so much for a good show. I want to say that I listened to Babies Behind Bars this morning. That's one of our podcast series, and I cried my eyes out. Mm. It was so real and honest. It was also informative about our correctional facilities. I never knew they had a mommies and babies section. Being a mom myself, I can only imagine how bad it must be after 2 years to have to let your baby go. Wow. I hope there will be more episodes. Kind regards, Shanae. Well, Shanae, thank you for the feedback. We've put out there's one episode of Babies Behind Bars, and we kind of are thinking about commissioning some more. But if you liked it, thank you very much for that. And anyone who wants to go and hear it, go and listen to Babies Behind Bars. It's the story of what happens to mothers who either enter jail pregnant or they don't know they're pregnant when they go to jail. They have the baby in the jail. The baby can only stay with them for 2 years. And it's tough. That baby's first home is jail. And if you want to hear it, it's quite harrowing. It's put together by Romy Titus and our own team here at cliffcentral.com, and it is worth a listen on cliffcentral.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Go and take a listen to it now. Please tell me I'm not the only one who thinks this is a shit job on the part of whoever is branding dishwashing liquid. It's called, like, Housewives dishwashing liquid. Have you seen that in the shops?
No.
It might be one of these Chinese knockoffs where they mix the stuff and then they slap a label on it, but someone has just translated it directly Chinese. Mm. So it says, instead of sunlight or whatever, it says housewives.
Oh, no.
And they sent a picture of this. I've seen these all across Spar and Pick and Pay, and it makes me anxious. Please, I started working this year and have been binge listening to your show while I work. I feel super educated. Thank you. All your love, your new favorite fan, Simone.
Wasn't there recently, I think they pulled off of the shelves, and rightly so, but a tin cup and plate that said Gardner and another one that said Made.
Yeah. Jesus.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I think that happened recently.
How's this? This is amazing, Leanne. We may have found your husband.
Ooh.
Old one or a new one?
So Monday, you spoke about Leanne changing your name to Pansachro.
Yes.
Well, my name is Pansachro.
Oh, you know, I thought I knew this was going to happen.
And I live in Melville.
Leanne,
come on.
It is our destiny.
Drinks tonight. Let's go. I'll film it.
It's written in the stars.
I actually am speechless.
I don't know what to say.
This is beautiful.
Let's see some pics there, Pansachro.
He doesn't have a profile pic.
I would marry him just for the shit of it.
Doesn't have to.
Pansachro, send us a picture.
Yeah.
Leanne is excited.
He's conveniently located, has the surname of your dreams. Yeah. Yeah. What else could he be looking for?
He's alive.
He sounds like a murderer, but yeah, sure. Everything else sounds great.
Now, Ben, let's cross that bridge when we get there.
Car sex, according to this person, is great. It goes, the seats go all the way down in my SUV. You push it back and you get on. Mm. Oh, actually, that's from, who was it that said that they still, Anushka.
Still has it's sex also, you can also use the outside of the car.
I've used the bonnet before.
I've used the bonnet in a cemetery.
If you're wearing jeans.
What?
If you're wearing what? In a cemetery.
Whoa.
Yes, and it was my husband at the time.
What? What the 50 Shades of Grey is going on with you?
Were you driving around and the cemetery was just there, or were you physically looking for a cemetery?
No, we were driving around and we had a sexual emergency and needed to use the cemetery.
Emergency? Were your genitals shining like radioactive green and you only had a countdown clock or what?
Something like that.
Stop, that was the closest place you could stop?
Yeah. Sean says his first time was a gangbang.
That could go many ways, Sean.
Sure.
Car sex is great if the vehicle's big enough.
Mm. Ah, is that a metaphor?
No, but that's from Gaynor. She says it's great. I am a day one listener and have wanted to set my friend above up with Ben for ages. She's amazing, but a man, you support her.
I don't care. Where does she live? Football's like...
Yeah, and she's quite pretty. Football's
just a joke.
So Juliana sent me the message, but this is her friend. Not bad looking. I mean, that's...
She looks like a Heather. I think that's her name.
She looks like a Heather.
Gareth, was the car a City Golf? No.
I think I have a sex in City Golf.
It was something else.
That's tight.
But it was about as small. When is Leanne going to release her tell-all podcast series about her life? We all need this. Well, she does on a bi-weekly basis. So you just
have to give you tiny doses, else it's too much.
Otherwise, she'll actually pass out.
If she wrote a book, it would first of all be As Long as War and Peace by Leo Tolstoy.
Oh, great book.
And that's just when she was married.
And
then there's post-marriage.
Yeah, then she'll have another volume for post and a volume for pre as well. So just get ready. Okay, five things you need to know this morning. I know that the last thing you want to do is listen to the news, but sometimes you just got to make sure that we know what's going on. Apparently, this new Chinese virus, the World Health Organization has decided it is not yet a global health emergency. But the outbreak has prompted China to lock down some 20 million people.
Ooh.
Yeah, they can't move out of these cities. Commuters wearing face masks as a precautionary measure to protect against the possible spread of this outbreak. A deadly virus that has affected some 20 million people. They aren't infected.
No, they're 800 cases.
But the International Public Health Organization, the World Health Organization, has said, no, it's not dangerous enough yet. I'm not declaring a public health emergency, said WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Mm.
Wow. Now, there's a nice name for you.
It's no Pansachro, but...
that's even better. Okay, and then another news from IOL this morning. South Africans have nothing to fear from the coronavirus, says our health department. Well, who's going to believe our health department?
Yeah.
Honestly.
They're not even there. They just sent that email out via a proxy.
I don't even think they sent it out. It must have been someone who thought, well, if someone doesn't say something on behalf of the health department here in South Africa, then they're going to start asking questions. So someone in the Ministry of Health supposedly says that they have measures in place to detect, manage, and contain any cases. I bet you they don't.
No, they don't.
I wouldn't trust them. Sorry. I wouldn't. If our health department said it's perfectly safe, That's when I'd stay inside. If our health department said it's dangerous, I'd go outside. I honestly wouldn't even think twice about it. And then there's a fire that broke out at the University of the Free State in a residence. Videos of the fire circulated on social media on Thursday. University took to Twitter to assess the public following, to assure the public following the incident. In tweets, the university said the fire broke out in the President Steyn residence. The Mangaung Fire Department was on the scene within minutes and extinguished the fire. An investigation has been launched into the cause of the fire and into subsequent damage. So if you were at Free State University and you saw a fire, you weren't imagining things. In other news, three confirmed dead in a plane crash on the mountain pass of the Southern Cape. Emergency services have already confirmed the death of three people in an aircraft crash after Thursday afternoon near a mountain pass between Mossel Bay and Oudtshoorn. A Cessna Citation aircraft operated by the SA Civil Aviation Authority took off from George Airport at 10:40 a.m. Not long afterwards, the air traffic control tower could not make contact with the aircraft. It was initially believed to have crashed in the mountainous Reuterbos area between Mossel Bay and Oudtshoorn, and a search operation immediately got underway but was hampered by mist. Western Cape Emergency Medical Services spokesperson Deanna Bessick said in a statement on Thursday that services had responded to a light aircraft crash near the Robinson Pass. Two vehicles were dispatched, and sadly three patients, two males and a female, were fatally injured. Sure, these little planes, man. Mm-hmm. And you've got to know what you're doing, especially over mountains and in bad weather. It's just... I know that
Just don't do it.
Again, no, but the statistics are that plane crashes are completely... The chances of it are minuscule. Like, you've got a better chance of getting really sick and dying in your bed, and you've got a better chance of, like, falling out of your... Yeah, or whatever it is that goes on in your life. And those things are way more deadly to you than the chances of you actually dying in a plane crash. But it's just because it's so horrifying, you know?
Mm.
Richards Bay taxi driver Nhlonipho Zulu was left speechless when the South African National Taxi Council awarded him with 40,000 rand for helping a woman to deliver her baby. I was so happy because I wasn't expecting it. It encouraged me and my fellow drivers in showing that if you do the right thing, you'll be rewarded. He said he hadn't decided what to do with the money, but apparently...
Oh, I thought you were going to say with the baby.
He's been hailed as a hero at the beginning of January after he helped a woman to deliver a baby in the back of his taxi. Isn't that nice?
Wow.
Sure.
Good for him. He was about to finish his shift when an 8-month pregnant woman told him she suspected she was about to go into labor. He was traveling between Nongoma and Hlabisa at the time and had to drop off two other passengers before rushing the pregnant mother in her early 20s to the nearest clinic. However, on examining her, nurses allegedly disputed she was about to go into labor. They told him to go to the Benedictine Hospital, 30 k's away. En route, she screamed and she was going through agony and forced him to pull over and help her deliver the baby.
Why are hospitals turning away pregnant women women in labor? And I'm hearing of people who have to have babies on the hospital pavement.
That's horrific.
What's going on?
Horrific.
Bit of a full circle moment, though, talking about car sex and being delivered in a taxi.
Wow.
Ever had taxi sex?
That's how we set things up. There's no mistake on this show. All right. So many messages. Let me get to these quickly. Leanne is my hero. Her bi-weekly casual mentions of her adventures give me life and make me realize I'm not the only one that has weird shit happen to me on the regular. It makes me feel normal.
That's the aim, my friend.
Audrey.
Okay. We're all okay.
It will cost 40,000 rand to get the amniotic fluid and blood and placenta out of his seats.
I didn't want to say it.
Oh my God, that's horrific. That's from Dr. LZ. And then, good morning, Gareth and team. Just a quick thought. On Monday, you spoke about how people commented on the Parktown Boys incident for the wrong reasons. I think something you left out is that it's not the first Parktown Boys incident. Remember the male water polo coach story. Anyway, enjoy your day. Regards, Josh. Yeah.
It's also not the first kid that died at that facility as well.
Apparently.
Yeah.
So it's just horrible. It's just an awful, awful story. But I do see a lot of people suddenly becoming activists online for this. People who have nothing to do with this kid or his family. And, you know, I suppose it comes from a good place, like they're trying to help. But it makes you just seem like a busybody after the fact. And you can't bring this kid back, no matter how much outrage you express. Just seems like it's a little bit too much and too late. But that's my opinion. You don't have to agree with it. The fire at Free State University was obviously caused by climate change. Stop being so ignorant. How dare you?
Yeah.
Very good point. I don't want to bring it up. I thought it was just, you know, redundant almost.
So all I want to know is, can I still drink those Corona beers? Is that how you get this disease? That's what they should be telling us.
You've got to chase every Corona with a tequila, then it's fine.
Yeah, then you're fine because it kills science. The virus. That's how I've lived so long.
Just put a lemon in it and it's fine.
All right, Vinny's got some very direct advice for Ben. Ben, you need to get laid, man. Jerking off is not as lekker as having a warm body against yours, so lower your standards while doing the nasty. Just do it, man.
Vinny, I'm not going to fight you here. It's been a while since I've had sex. Actually, a much longer time than probably I should have left or let. However you want to describe it, but yeah, you're right.
Secret sex is a solution.
Yeah.
Secret sex?
How does secret sex work?
A person, we discussed it a couple of months ago. A person who you have sex with, but you don't publicly acknowledge them. You aren't dating them. You don't want your friends to know as well because, you know, they aren't to your standard.
So do you know them before?
Yeah. So, like, I've got to have car sex. I mean, if I bring someone substandard home, Meowsers will judge me for life. She'll sit there. She'll go, She'll have that look.
Yeah, disapproving.
So, yeah, probably going to have rough car sex somewhere this weekend. So, if you go past a white Golf and it's steamed up, have sympathy.
Yeah.
Don't call the cops.
Don't hoot and make jokes.
Don't call the cops.
Don't stop and throw fruit at it. Just let it be. Let it be.
Let the magic happen.
Yeah, just let me get back in the game.
What did they always say about those, like, if the wagon is
something about a shaking wagon,
don't come knocking.
Thank you. Yeah, that's it. All right. So Pansagro has just written back saying, I don't believe in profile pics.
Oh. Well,
but to Leanne, I'll happily share my surname with you, but I am spoken for.
She decided
not to take my surname. I quote, "No way I'm taking that surname. Who wants to write that fucking surname every day?" That's what his wife said. Have a great weekend. Peace and love.
Thanks, Pansagro.
You got us excited there for a moment.
But Leanne, you up for another affair?
not messing up someone else's life.
Oh, all right.
My wife had sex with her ex on the N1 at 2 a.m. in the morning.
What, this weekend? Or?
No, that would work with my anxiety. I'd think it's 2 a.m., they're stupid drivers, someone could not...
Yeah, and if you're in the yellow lane, that's not actually a stop zone.
That just sounds like
it's another lane.
That sounds like a movie Crash, where they would crash cars and then bang. That was a weird movie.
That was a horrible movie. I didn't like it. It made me very uncomfortable.
There was this woman. She was attractive, but she was put together with nuts and bolts.
Yeah.
And she had to be arranged like a Rubik's Cube in the back of the seat. And that James Spader guy?
Yes. Yes, horrible movie.
That sounds so weird.
All right. And then, guys, screw Tinder. Too many weirdos. I was almost interested in the Cliff Central Singles Club, but I'm too scared I'll meet the likes of Pichling, who moans a lot. Yeah, we discovered, I mentioned this yesterday on the show. We have, apparently, in our newsletter subscriptions, this is a fascinating figure, our newsletter subscriptions... Only 6% of the people who subscribe to the cliffcentral.com newsletter are married. The rest are all single. And as I said yesterday, it either means we're all really ugly people who subscribe and therefore no one will marry us, or...
What were the options? Married and single?
Yeah.
But
Or we would be divorced because we've become problems... I don't know. I mean, it's just a strange number, like 6%
of our... But there's something between married and single.
What?
In a relationship.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, still roll the dice. I think we should have singles parties in the roof here.
We should have single parties. I think it could be fun. Maybe with Valentine's Day coming up, we need to do something.
Look, everyone's got to pay 2,000 rand because we're not paying for this. I think we'll take it from there.
We have some overheads to cover.
We've already cut quarters right here. We don't pay for your sex.
Mickey says, Ben, go and find one of those hole-in-the-wall toilet cubicles. Put your pecker through and see what happens.
Again, I don't live in Cape Town. How many times must I say this?
What's the place called?
Graaf's Pool. Although now it's just Long Street Baths, apparently. But look, all you guys have these solutions for me, which are Cape Town-based. Also, how big must your cock be if you're going to go through a decent wall? Ever thought of that?
You mean more how long?
Well, exactly.
Sorry.
Because the wall
semantics
is at least
chops off an inch.
At least 10 to
12 centimeters thick, yeah. Most walls.
So you need to be running in there with something. It's not like those Japanese game shows where literally it's like rice paper.
I mean, unless it's drywalling and it's like, or a
or
piece
cubicle
of fiberglass.
But I mean, in historical buildings where a lot of this kind of stuff happens.
They didn't
build with drywall, though. And they put some big stones down there. And here you are trying to put one through.
There's no way.
So it has to be at least 2 big stones long in order for you to enjoy it.
You need to be able to put down...
A brick is about 10 centimeters.
If you're not going in with 10 inches, you're not in the game.
Yeah, you're out.
I mean, I think I shrugged to about 9.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point. I didn't think about that.
I did not expect
this. Oh, my
this
God.
We'll all right,
here's an interesting message. Oh, my God, I had a secret sexual partner. We were together for 8 months and the feeling started to develop, so she cut it off. Fucking millennials. That's Marcus.
The relationship or your appendage?
No, that's Marcus complaining about her.
And then who was... I'm trying to figure out. Mark, were you the one who...
Marcus had a secret sexual relationship with this millennial girl. And then she started to develop feelings. So
who was ashamed of who? That's what I was trying to figure out.
Maybe she cut it off, Gareth. Yeah. I think he started to catch feelings. And then she cut him off. And good for her. She's doing it right.
Sure, we shouldn't be rubbing Marcus's nose in this. Clearly he's a bit, you know.
So then Marcus is the one...
I don't know.
They're ashamed of.
Maybe he had the feelings. Let me see your profile picture. Maybe you are shameful looking. Are you the one with the beard or are you the other one?
It's like a White Walker.
Yeah.
Ooh, a White Walker.
All right, enough. Stop it. Let's get to Ben's sport. What do you got for us, Ben? Okay. Let me get your music.
Yeah,
because
let's
we
get
haven't
some
played
music
that
going.
For a long time.
I've been talking too much crap. Let's get to what I actually do around here.
All right, so here he is. Here's
stick
Ben.
To your knitting, Ben.
Yeah, here's Ben with the knitting. Sport this morning. Take it away, Ben.
All right, so it is pissing down in Joburg, which is going to put a real dampener on the fourth and final test between SA and England. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, the practice being cuck has already put a dampener on this, and you would be right. This essentially could be Faf du Plessis' final test match for the Proteas. Okay, so he's 35.
Yeah.
So he's in that mature age group in Tinder. So, and he's a good T20 player. He's a good one-day cricket player. I mean, I think he's ranked fourth in the world as an ODI batsman.
Uh-huh.
So he can go and make the T20 money, and then that's it. Okay. Faf, like me, is dealing with a receding hairline. So life isn't as fun as it used to be. And now with all the test cricket... trials, tribulations, and pressure, I don't think the guy's having a very good time right now. Also, he's been dogshit with the bat, so the pressure is mounting in every single area of his realm.
And he doesn't have an album like AB to fall back on.
He does not. He does not. Or doesn't it also have like Indian love? I mean, AB's got Indian love, so he could like go into the wilderness, make money, and try advertise Virat Kohli's shoes in his hotel room. But Faf doesn't have that much pull, so he needs this job and needs to have it like his legacy needs to end well. There's been a great article going around this week about the fact that Faf didn't deserve this sort of, is the word acrimonious? Like kind of fallout here. The guy's done wonders for this country, okay? After Graham Smith, like there was never going to be a decent enough leader. That guy was amazing. He was born for the job and it was just meant to be. After him, people didn't know what to do. They didn't know who to give it to. And Faf stood up. He led this team through a very difficult time when all the big talent was then leaving or getting old or like, you know, retiring. Faf still had to hold on to the handles here. He's done a good job. It's all ending so badly for him. So rather than going to the Wanderers and shouting, "Oh, you're cuck," just spare a thought for Faf. He is trying. I know he shouldn't probably be in this team on form anymore, and his captaincy, obviously, he's in a losing team, so that's also been doubted.
Yeah.
But the guy's had a tough time, and he is trying his best. And he's a pretty decent guy as well on top of that. But he hasn't been named in the ODI team for the series against England either, which is a bit odd. Kakisa Rabada's been rested apparently. No Anush Nokia. So basically, we are going to get decked not only in this test series, but in the ODI series too. Of course, England are the World Cup champions. Miraculously, after drawing the final, it was decided that they were far more important, so they got the actual trophy. But that's what money does, kids. So make lots of it while you can. Into the actual match, Temba Bavuma has come into the team.
Bavuma.
So he's come in for Hamza, who's been shaking like a shitting dog at the crease with anything above 140 kilometers coming towards him. But he'll learn. He's a decent enough player. I think he's got a lot of strokes. He's got a lot of talent, does Hamza. But it's a tough school, test cricket. I tell you what, there's a massive leap between domestic cricket here, the four-day game, and test cricket. Bavuma just scored 180 in Maritzburg, but to achieve anything in Maritzburg isn't really hard. You just got to wear shoes and stay away from your sister. So that game will kick off today. It's going to rain all day today. It's going to rain probably much all day tomorrow as well. So on a slippery surface, guys like Wood and Archer might come in and be extra penetrative. for the English. So if you're a betting man, like I am, again, never thought I'd do it again, but here I am. It's better than being on Tinder. Probably go with England to win this one. There's other cricket on the go at the moment. There's the Under-19 World Cup. ICC have given us the huge honour of hosting this tournament because all the other tournaments of actual worth go to either India, England or Australia. No, I'm not bitter. That's just economics. And the S Under-19 team, well, they've been hammered by pretty much anybody. I mean, like, you could have a Jack Russell 11 coming in. I tell you what, that would give these Oaks a good run. Bangladesh hammered them the other day. Zimbabwe beat them the other day. They're just not very good. There's not a lot of great talent coming through. And we haven't got time to get into it today, but do some reading around what Graham Smith said this week about transmission being a very emotional issue in this country. And I think he was on the money. That guy's got an impossible job. He's trying to herd all of these cats with hamstring injuries to a position where we can have some sort of brilliance in this country. But it's not happening. And I think this whole transformation thing has been taken out of proportion. And it's not focused on excellence. It's focused on the window dressing, as we've seen from time to time. But that's what happens when you've had dickbags like Fikile Mbalula as a sports minister. So Graham is trying to harness transformation. I think he needs time and needs patience in this. He doesn't need guys like Thando Monana to come onto Twitter and just be a bigot and have all his bigoting sheep follow him saying the same. So give Graham some time. But anyway, this Under-19 team, don't expect anything of it. They're in a pretty weak group. They're playing the UAE, I think, today. And they're also in a group with Canada and Afghanistan. You would think with the school systems and the structure and the talent in this country, we should dick all three of those countries. Well, think again. That's the Under-19 Cricket World Cup. On to football. Mm. People like football. You know,
yes,
Gareth,
they do.
It is the most popular sport in the whole world. Football.
Oh.
It is. It's huge. It's absolutely massive. This week, of course, was more of the Premier League. That's the one that Liverpool are winning by an absolute canter. They beat Wolves 2-1 at Wolves, which is quite good, because to beat the Wolves, you've really got to be dogged. And Liverpool are that and so much more. This week, of course, Man United lost to Burnley 2-0 at home, which was basically the most crushing defeat ever. Alex Ferguson has been put on suicide watch, which basically means they've taken away his really good whiskey. Spurs beat Norwich and Leicester beat West Ham. So how does that look on the table, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. Basically, Liverpool are going to win this. We all know that. They're on 67 points and Man City on 51. If you were to combine Man United and Arsenal's points, you would not have as many points as Liverpool.
Wow.
How incredible would that be? There'd be 2 points back, Gareth.
That's amazing.
Combine those two traditional heavyweights, both the points in one season, not even the same as that. Yeah. It's FA Cup this weekend, so you can probably take a break from being a fan, unless you want to go watch Liverpool taking on the might of Shrewsbury Town. And Tranmere Rovers will host Man United. So Man United, well, there we go. There's maybe a derby match in the offing there in future years to come.
You say Shrewsbury.
Well, exactly, if you cared. And then Man City will take on Fulham. So there's your Sunday. Man City Fulham on Sunday. There's your FA Cup absolute ram fest of action and attractions.
Yes.
In local football, of course, the Premier League, absolute premiership as they call it here. Chiefs dropped points this last week. They drew 1-1, but they should be back to winning ways as they go to Golden Arrows this weekend. No, that's not a bus service. It's an actual team. And Chiefs will be beating them at 3:30 on Saturday. Cape Town City taking on Black Leopards. Supersport United taking on Chipper today, Friday, if you're into that. And then Sunday, Baroka versus Maritzburg United. Tennis is on the go currently. Not if your name's Kevin Anderson, though. He bowed out yesterday. SA's one big hope is now one big out.
Yeah.
And then Wang just beat Serena Williams.
Wang.
6-4, 6-7, 7-5. What an absolute hectic tussle that was. 2 hours and 41 minutes for a women's game. That's long. That's very long. Barty.
Serena, Wang, and Oz Open are like the most trending topics in South Africa.
Yeah, so Wang got it done. 27th seed, Wang. And then Barty, who's the Australian hope, she's number one seed. And she beats a woman from a country which probably relies far too heavily on natural resources and not enough on democracy. But that's what the first few rounds are like, right? Taking on these girls from who knows a star. And then you get
who
to the finals where you see more relatable players and faces. And of course, one of the big things for the Aussie Open this year is that they're raising money for the bushfires. So Aces for Bushfire Relief. Currently, and it's a ticking time bomb in front of me right here, 8,336 aces. There's $1,000 going for every ace, and total money raised, because people are donating things, they're singing songs, they're buying stuff, already $5.5 million Aussie dollars have been raised through the bushfire relief.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Very good.
That's what sport does. It brings everything together. In rugby, there's obviously Super Rugby happening next weekend. So if you're excited about your teams happening, there it is. Next weekend's all going to start, as does the Six Nations. This weekend, if you're in Hamilton, but you won't be on Tinder because there's a rough part of the world, you can go to the Sevens. There'll be the New Zealand Sevens, Gareth. Now, South Africa are in the group with England, Kenya, and Japan. Something I miss most about the World Cup is Afrikaans people saying Japan.
Japan.
I really did enjoy that. I'm a sucker for culture. That's me. There's, of course, more and more golf happening. There's lots and lots of golf this weekend. It's the Omega Dubai Desert Classic. Now, this is a very big event on the European Tour. One of the big sort of flagship events. And currently, Robert Carlson is leading that one, along with David Lipsky and Eddie Pepperell. And then it's the Farmers Insurance Open at Torrey Pines, which is the big favorite of Tigers over in the USPGA Tour. Sebastian Capelin is leading with Keegan Bradley at -6. And that pretty much is it for all your big sport for the weekend. There's no motorsport to worry about. There is some local golf, but it's being played at Danefern, so all the bored housewives all over the place for that one. I will finish.
Imagine
with
them lying topless on there.
Just lying topless.
On lounges around the pool, hoping the golfers will see them and pop in for a quickie.
Yeah. So, one more story, Gareth, to finish off there. Don't tempt.
Leanne, why do you pull that face? Don't, like you don't think tempt it's not true.
Trust me, those golfers will go for far less. Andre Esthuizen, we might know him as the guy that got basically almost, well, Owen Farrell attempted to murder him actually on rugby field. And got no sanction. So he's a bit of a tough life. Anyway, things are about to get better. He's about to make 6.4 million rand, which is roughly 340,000 ponts. In the English league, he's going to go play. The English of Pont. So he's going to Harlequins in England, and that's how much money he's going to be making. Pont. So good for him. And it's a huge thing because it's one of the highest paid SA rugby players out there. But again, it highlights what's wrong with SA sport. Well, why are we not that good anymore? Because it's one thing to have the guys that run off the green and gold. SA didn't go to the World Cup; he's on the fringes. But we've got such a great sort of top tier of sport. But the next tier is all going earning points, or they're somewhere else. So we haven't got strong domestic leagues to then make the fringe guys stronger and stronger, because guys like Esthuizen are going over to make 340,000 points a year. That's a little bit of a moral thing. Anyway, cricket this weekend, Werner Philander's all final right. test.
A great compliment for you here from Eleanor, who says, as a cricket fan, I say, thank the sweet baby Jesus for Ben's sport report.
Oh, thank you.
And please don't let that middle-class coffee-blending guy do the sport ever again.
Lots of love for Mbulelo, lots of love for Ben, not so much for Mbulelo. Okay, we got lots of other messages. We've got lots of other things to talk about. It is Friday. George Meany's popping around with Auto Central. We've got lots of other good stuff. So, if you aren't busy this morning, let us ease you into it. And if you are already, then just keep us on and we'll help calm you down. All right? Are you ready? Let's go. CliffCentral.com